Come on, extra coffee right there. Okay. So, we're in the middle of the first parak, and we understand that we have to take a deeper dive into human identity in order to establish the yardsticks for Tzaddik and the yardsticks for Russia and the yardsticks for Beinoni, because the metrics don't measure up, because Rabbi Baruch Nachmani called himself a Beinoni, and that can't be true, so it has to be something deeper. So now he takes several prakim of not a digression, but this is really the heart and soul of the Sefer HaTanya, trying to deconstruct human identity, and it resonates with psychological relevance, but the template he uses is Kabbalah. So there's a correlation between the way the universe is structured. When I say the universe, I don't just mean our world, but all the worlds Hashem created, and the way our personalities are structured. So let's start from the beginning, because there are many, many layers to this deconstruction. First of all, every Jew, and you have to be careful, a lot of Hasidus talks about the difference between Jews and non-Jews, but it's not discriminatory, or it's not the way that in our context, it was just Hasidus had a very, very different focus. It was in Eastern Europe, in a very dark period for Jews. It spoke to Jews about Jews. It wasn't derisive of Gentiles. It was just, they were almost like the contrast. They were on the sidelines of this whole conversation. And today, especially since some of the insular communities that are associated with Hasidus sometimes are very exclusive, maybe even worse than non-Jews, so people draw those connections. It's not really true. Yes, every Jew has two, I'd use the word systems. I'll use the Hebrew word in a moment, but in order to separate them, if we don't read this in the Sefer HaTanya, we think we're one person, at least our identity is one identity. We're glued together between soul and body, so we feel that there's a duality to ourselves. But at least there's one self, and that self has different forces that affect it, different voices, different levels of consciousness, subconscious, conscious. We have ration, we have emotion. So, but we see ourselves as comprised of one holistic identity that then expresses itself in different elements and is influenced by different forces within ourselves. But there's the one. The Tanya says really we're made up of two systems, not just body and soul, but I'll just use the word soul or identity. Don't take that word literally. He calls it two nefeshes. Okay? One is the nefesh behemoth, which is it's not our physical body. It's a nefesh behemoth that creates all the drives that are negative and dangerous. It stems from what he calls a sitra achara. A sitra achara in some people's mind means another force other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, there is no force other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Chabad, in Tanya, Sitra Acha just means a klipa. What a klipa means is Hashem's presence suffuses everything. There's nothing outside of Hashem's essence. And a klipa, or a Sitra Acha, is just a part of this world that doesn't have as clear and transparent a presence of Hashem. It's covered by something. It's far. So our bodies come from, or not our bodies, but our nefesh behemoth, that other, the behema type of nefesh, but not just our bodies, but our soul, that part of our soul comes from a sitra achara. Why is this important? Because it's contrasted with the other nefesh and where that nefesh comes from. And this is probably the main thesis of the Tanya, and probably one of the main three or four theses of all of Hasidus. So I'll say it out loud, because this is such an important concept that it's literally chanted. As we would chant Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this phrase is chanted in Hasidus. That's how important it is. You stop any Hasid on the street, you start this pasuk in Tanya, this sentence in Tanya, he can finish it for you. V'nefesh Hashenis b'Yisrael. That second system, that second identity that a Jew has, nefesh Hashenis b'Yisrael, only a Jew has it. Here's the key four words. Chelek Eloka Mimal Mamish. Chelek, Yaakov, I'm going to be about 5 minutes. I'll be about 5 minutes if you're waiting for me. Yeah. So, what's that mean, okay? Thanks. Chelek Eloka Mimal Mamish. That is not just, see, when we think of our relationship with Hashem and how Hashem crafted us, we think Hashem imbued us with certain features that are unique to our identity as humans and unique to our identity as Jews. And those features may represent certain features in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, freedom of choice, cognitive consciousness, awareness. But for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Hashem didn't just deliver traits that resemble his experience or his identity. He literally imbued a part of himself. People don't fully appreciate how revolutionary this is. He didn't craft us like him or similar to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally imbued part of himself to every single Jew to form that second system, that second identity, that second part of you. And the way he proves this is because of the language. When I speak to you, when Hashem created much of the Bria through speech, all the Bria, so when I speak, part of my core body, part of my core thorax is being streamed to you, right? Because I can't speak without air. And I'm moving air through my larynx, and my larynx is creating sound, and that sound is moving through my mouth and tongue and teeth and my lips, and the ideas come to you, so you realize that without me, without wind and voice, I couldn't create communication. But there's a deeper level of interaction. And it's deeper, not just conceptually, it's deeper physiologically. And that's called breathing. I'm not going to breathe on anyone, but if I were to, let's say I'm going to breathe on the sefer. Watch how I breathe on the sefer. It's a very deep, more profound experience than speech. That came from a very deep area of my body. It required the diaphragm moving a lot of air through. It didn't really go through the larynx. It didn't get reconfigured into sound. It's very deep. That's why when someone has bad breath, let's say, when they speak to you, not the end of the world, as long as you're not standing there. But when they breathe on you, then you're really getting their full. So what does it say when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us? Vayipach, v'apav, nishmas chayim, Hashem breathed. And the language is, man de nafach, mitoche nafach. This is the language in the Zohar. Man de nafach, when a person breathes, mitoche nafach. So Hashem didn't create Jews by speech, as he created the rest of the world, and not even by action, v'yitzer sa'adam, that he crafted man, but vayipach b'yavad. Now there's a bit of a question here, it's a famous question. This is something, the second nefesh is exclusive to Jews. But yet the pasuk v'yipach b'yapav is about man in general. So if Hashem's unique delivery to a Jew, this nefesh Eloha mimal mamish, is conveyed by the pasuk v'yipach b'yapav, then a guy should have it as well. I can discuss it now because it's not germane to the core. It's an important conversation, but let's just first understand the core of the Tanya. So that's the second system. It's not a second force in our body. It's literally like there are two of you. It's just like you all understand. If you take a second and stop, your body and your soul are totally different systems. And one day your body won't exist, but your soul will exist. So even in our identity, they're two different, for lack of a better word, souls. I like to use the word systems because you'll see later why I'm using that word. This is revolutionary. It's revolutionary in how we understand ourselves. What's even more revolutionary is the consequence of this. It doesn't discuss it here, but why is this such a consequential idea in Chassidus? That means that if you have a part of Hashem within you, then you are infallible. A Jew is infallible. No matter how far you stray, no matter how terrible you behave, you can't get away from Hashem. You can't deny the fact that you are Hashem. You are a part of Hashem. Hashem is a part. I don't say these words, I'm a part of Hashem because I'm close to Hashem. I'm a part of Hashem because I speak to Hashem. I'm a part of Hashem wherever I am, Hashem is with me. No, your identity has an element of Hashem to it. This is an element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence in you. And that means that every Jew is infallible and every Jew is redeemable. And every Jew, no matter how far you fall, how far you sin, how terrible you behave, you're still immaculate because you have the untarnished part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be covered by dust and covered by sand and sullied, but the core is still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, not potential and Bechira Chavshus and Tshuva. So when Chassidus talks about Avas Yisrael and trying to get every Jew to put on tefillin in the modern parlance of Chabad and accepting every Jew, it's based on these four words written in the 18th century. Nefesh, it's not just based on, let's just be Makariv every Jew, let's start NCSY and all of a sudden have a nice program to be Makariv. It's a much, much deeper concept. No matter how terrible that Jew appears to you, or you appear to yourself, this is why Chassidus is such a restorative concept, restorative philosophy, because as far as you fall, personally, collectively, you're not unredeemable, you're not unforgiven, you're not you're still an immaculate part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Chabad Hasidim, if you want to enter a Chabad for a Brangen, or any Hasidish for a Brangen, so if you know Ari Hilbrain is, thank you. Say, I know Ari, but if you don't have connections, and they stop you at the door, just say these four words, they'll know you're an insider. It's like the password, Nefesh, Eloka, Mimal. And when Hasidim say this, literally like they're saying Kriya Shema, like we say Kriya Shema, they pause between Nefesh, Eloka, Mimal, Mamish. That word Mamish, there are a lot of the words here. When we read Sifrei Musar and Machshava, we read for content. When Hasidim read the Tanya, there are words and just catchphrases. And we'll talk about some of those catchphrases. Nefesh, Eloka, Mimal, Mamish. These are the two systems of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating of Jews. Nefesh Behemis, from a world of Klipa, which Hashem's presence is not that clear, and Goyim share that. Nefesh Eloha Mimal Mamish is the second Nefesh, the Nefesh Hashem is B'Israel. Now, I'll just, because there's a lot to discuss here, each of these systems, that's why I call them systems, has three components to it. So that's why I'm not going to call it an identity. They're systems, like any system has subcomponents. Those three subcomponents are Ruach or Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama. So the word Nefesh is used in different, you have to see when you're learning Tanya how he's using the word Nefesh. Nefesh can mean one of those primary subsystems, Nefesh, Behemoth, or Nefesh, Eloka, Mimal, Mamish, Nefesh Israelis, Nefesh Elokia sometimes it's called. And then within each Nefesh, there is Nefesh, which is the emotion, Ruach, which is I wrote it down here because I always get confused. Right? Nefesh is action, Ruach is emotion, and Neshama is intellect. So each of those systems has different components to it. An intellectual component, and a component of activity, component of emotion. That's why I call them systems. Like, it's almost as if you are fused by two different people. So this is going to lead to some very, very interesting conceptions of human experience and human identity. Imagine if I took Moshe and someone else, I fused you with someone else. You'd be two people fused together. You are two people fused together, not just because of your body, because of these two systems, each of which has its own component of emotion, each its own ruach, each has its own nefesh, its own realm of action, and its own neshama, its own realm of intellect. Now, each of these sublayers, namely the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of the nefesh behemoth, and the nefesh, ruach, neshama of the nefesh elohis, itself has 10 subcomponents. We'll talk about those 10 tomorrow. So any time you're involved in an experience, you could try to tag it. Is that experience being affected or affecting my nefesh behemoth, my nefesh elokis? What part of my nefesh behemoth or elokis is it affecting? What of the 10 aspects of my nefesh, of the ruach or of the nefesh or of the neshama is it associated with? Which malbush, how does it express itself? So it's a very, very intricate system trying to tag human identity. We'll see tomorrow how this tagging of human identity correlates to what's happening in upper spheres. What's happening there can help me understand better what's happening in here. But for today, two systems, Nefesh Behemoth and Nefesh Elokis. Nefesh Elokis is Nefesh Eloha Mimal Mamish. Each of those systems subdivides into Ruach, Neshama, and Nefesh. Okay? Have a good week, everyone.